People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
And welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco. I'm here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. And I realized something on the way home, which is I haven't been doing the plugs. So this is the Football Absurdity Podcast, part of footballabsurdity.com. We have a Twitch, a Discord channel. We have this podcast. We have a website. We have a Patreon. You can find links to all of that stuff in the podcast notes. You can also follow the website on Twitter at FBallAbsurdity. You can follow Walker, one of my co-hosts here, who we'll talk in a second, on Twitter at BigDaddyDrix with an X. You can follow Mike, my other co-host, who we'll talk in a second, at RFL Red Zone on Twitter, though he doesn't tweet anymore. He's learned. He's learned. He's not like Walker and I. Just a couple of sickos. And you can follow me on Twitter. My name's Jeff Crisco. You can follow me at John Wick FF.
Well,
because I'm thinking I'm back. No, it's at Jeff Crisco, K-R-I-S-K-O. And I'm back. I took a break. And he's back, folks. The boy is back. And we're going to ease me back in this week with a mock draft. We're going to do a 12-team mock draft on Sleeper. I have the third pick. Walker has the sixth pick. Mike has the 10th pick. But first, Walker, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Substitute taught the last 2 days. Had some golf practice. Ate a chicken sandwich and onion rings for dinner. So
let's go.
Everything's going pretty good.
Mike, how are you doing today, buddy?
Better if the Rivercats weren't getting wiped out in the last 3 games.
Mike is the world's biggest Sacramento Rivercats fan. It's awesome.
That's right. I love my Rivercats. We'll see what they do tonight, but my God, they're just getting creamed everywhere. Patrick Bailey got called up.
Oh, he does. Who are they playing tonight? The Chattanooga Choo-Choos? I don't know any minor league team names except for the Rivercats and the Biscuits.
The Isotopes.
Oh, isotopes.
You guys don't know about the trash pandas?
Oh, yeah, the trash pandas and the flying squirrels and the Savannah bananas.
I mean, there's also the Lansing Lugnuts.
That's a good team name.
I like that one. Yeah, they're playing Reno Aces. Not such a cool name, but...
Not like the Vegas Aces of the...
WNBA.
No. Even though they probably should play the Reno Aces or the... Vegas Aces, they might have a better chance of winning. Who knows?
playing baseball against a WNBA team?
Yeah,
they might have a better
chance. I would imagine that they'd be victorious.
All righty. So we've been out for a while, like I said. Well, I've been out for a while. I want to thank Tony and Waleed and Evan for holding down the fort with Mike and Walker while I was out. But I'm thinking I'm back. John Wick, GIF. So we're going to get started on this mock draft. So like I said, it is a 12-team, 15-round draft. I'm making you draft kickers and defenses so I can take a kicker at 99, much like my Niners.
Kickers.
Yeah, and one quarterback, two flex, because it's broken on Sleeper, like I mentioned. So let's go ahead. Let's get this party started. We'll go ahead. We'll do picks. We'll talk about our picks. And we're going to start the draft, and it's all robots except for me, Walker, and Mike. So this should go pretty quick. I cannot undo starting the draft. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
The funny thing is that Jeff actually, I believe, does have pick 99.
I do. Don't I? Let's go. I'm going to take a kicker. So, all right. First two picks off the board. First one, not surprising, Christian McCaffrey with the Niners. He proved he was healthy last year. And this Christian McCaffrey guy in one of the best running schemes in the NFL, pretty good. I'll ask you both, though. In a PPR league, are you going Christian McCaffrey or are you going to take a wide receiver with your first pick? In a one quarterback league.
I'm going to go Jefferson with my first pick. I already made up my mind.
Walker, what do you think?
I would probably go Jefferson as well, and I think honestly I would take Chase before McCaffrey also.
I'm gonna be honest with you both. I would go Jefferson, McCaffrey, Chase. I just like the, you know, I don't know what it is. I think Justin Jefferson's the number one. I do think that Ja'Marr Chase should be the number three, though. Like, I think Christian McCaffrey's too. So at three, I'm taking Justin Jefferson. They did add his son this offseason, but they also lost to Thielen. So they couldn't hold on to that love in Thielen, folks. So I took Justin Jefferson with my first pick. I think that I think Justin Jefferson has the highest floor out of anybody. And I also think he has one of the highest ceilings out of anybody. So I think he does belong as the number one pick. I think we have a consensus there at number one. Computer took Jonathan Taylor at 4, Cooper Kupp at 5, which is kind of surprising to me coming off that injury and all the questions to Stafford. And then Walker, we're on to you at the 6th pick.
Yeah, I would have taken Kupp if he wouldn't have been taken ahead of me. He averaged 25 PPR points per game in all of the games that he didn't leave after one catch with a hamstring injury. So, yes, he is coming off of an injury, but I believe that Stafford will be healthier this season. Even with a banged up Stafford last year, Kupp was still very successful when he was healthy. So I don't see any reason why he won't be really good again this year. But another guy who I don't see any reason why he won't be really good again this year is Travis Kelce. And that's who I'm going to pick because he is pretty clearly the best tight end around. And I think that gives me a big advantage.
I agree with this Travis Kelce pick. I think that in May and June, you find people saying like, oh, well, there's no way I can see myself drafting Travis Kelce. And then come October and November, they're like, oh, man, I'm really liking the prospects of Hayden Hurst this week. Or maybe I can get a touchdown from, you know, Sam LaPorta. Maybe he'll be good. Or they're riding the Tyler Higbee train. And it's like, guess what? Walker doesn't have to worry about all year long, except for 1 week. Tight end.
Yeah.
So, Mike, do you think that Travis Kelce should go in the first round? Or are you in the, like, I'm going to take a wide receiver running back, go with the value here, and I'll play that streaming game with Travis Kelce?
If Kelce can perform like he did last year, I don't have a problem with it. But I just don't see that happening. I see some regression. So me personally, with Eckler on board, I would have gone Eckler. But it's not a bad pick. It's just what I would prefer.
Yeah, so how high would you take Kelce?
I like him sort of where I'm at now, but I don't think he's going to last to 10. I think where he went with Walker, 6 through 8, is probably where he's going to go.
Yeah, I have a lot of trouble not taking a wide receiver or running back with a top 5 pick in a 1 quarterback league or a top 6, 7, 8 pick. So I would probably say I'm probably somewhere around 8. I would probably rather have Kelce than Tyreek Hill. I'd definitely rather have him than Derrick Henry. But what's funny is this kind of dividing line, Mike and I both agree that Kelsey's a first round pick, but if people draft like Walker, we'll never have him if we draft in the second half, you know, because we want him at 8 and 10. So.
Yep. I agree.
All right. So at 10, where are you going, Mike? We've got Diggs, Adams, Lamb, Saquon, AJ Brown on the board. Where are we looking here?
Well, I'm going to go Saquon Barkley just because when I have Diggs, Adams, Lamb, and A.J. Brown available to me and I'm still, you know, only 5 picks away, I can probably land one of these 4 wide receivers. So either one of these.
Watch them go all 4.
Yeah, I was going to say. And the next 4 picks, Diggs, Adams, Lamb. Yeah, so. All back. Right.
Yeah, that would kill me. But, I think Barkley and then I can go with a wide receiver on my next turn here.
So what Mike just did there, if you're an inexperienced drafter, I want to talk a little bit about what Mike just did. Mike read the board. Okay. He read the board. He says, all right, you know, maybe Saquon isn't the highest like value pick here, but exactly what he said. He said, there are 4 wide receivers that I would be happy with here. And there's only 1 running back, Saquon Barkley. And there's 4 picks before I pick again. So chances are, one of these wide receivers will come back to me. So what Mike just did, it's when people talk about you have to make like the plus EV move at every pick. That wasn't necessarily the plus EV move, but it was the 100% smart play.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I ended up with CeeDee Lamb for my next pick.
See, there you go. And so the first quarterback off the board was Patrick Mahomes at 12. I think that Patrick Mahomes should have gone maybe where Josh Allen went at 2-5. But I actually think Josh Allen should have gone at 2-5. Patrick Mahomes should have gone later. I think the first quarterback shouldn't go until the middle of the second round in a 1 quarterback league. How do you two feel about that?
100%. Unless it's 6 points per touchdown.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
this is four per
pass. In standard 4 point leagues, I probably wouldn't take a quarterback in the first two rounds, no matter who it is, honestly.
Okay. I agree. And who's your one? Allen, Mahomes, Hurts?
Probably Hurts.
Hurts?
Mike, you love Jalen Hurts. I've been out for a while, but if I remember one thing, it's that Mike loves Jalen Hurts.
I like Jalen Hurts better, but at number one?
I mean, I haven't done my projections yet, so I don't know. But, I mean, of those three guys, Hurts runs the most. So
yes.
I haven't done my projections either, so I'm holding off reservations. But it's I would say knee-jerk Josh Allen just because he's done it for longer than Hurts. But yes. All right. So we are back to Walker after Nick Chubb, Najee Harris, and Josh Allen went off the board after Mike's pick of CeeDee Lamb. So Walker, you went Kelsey in the first round. Now you've got a good boat of wide receivers. You've got Jalen Hurts. You've got some running backs. Where are you going to go here?
Well, I think I figured out a way to game the system here.
Uh-oh. Walker's playing the metagame. Bijan!
Bijan.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rookies are way down on the board right now.
Oh, yeah. So Bijan Robinson, middle of the second round. I think that might be a steal. I think that... I don't know. Where would you two like prefer to take Bijan? Because I kind of forgot about him because I'm just looking at the draft board here.
I'd take him over Henry.
Yeah, I do.
I think that as well.
I would probably have him as like a late first.
Yeah, so I'm thinking. So the way this board fell, I would put. I don't know. I would probably, I think maybe in the Henry spot or maybe in the Tyreek Hill spot and stuff gets rearranged. But yeah. I would be definitely happy with him in the anywhere in the second half of the first round.
But I would also take Barkley over Henry, too. Just
100%.
To be clear.
But here's the thing, though. So people are like, oh, rookie running back. He's never done it before. How are you taking it in the first round? Arthur Smith was so dedicated to his running backs last year, even when they weren't that good. He was... Yeah. Dedicated.
And this is coming from the preeminent Tyler Allgeier fan.
Yes. Friendship ended with Tyler Allgeier, by the way. He's done. He's dead.
Bijan Robinson is my new best friend.
That's right. He's toast. Like I was the world's foremost Tyler Allgeier expert. Not expert, fanboy. That's the word I was looking for. And now he's dead. He's gone. Bijan Robinson he's going to be on the short list for like 20 touches per game with like CMC, Jonathan Taylor, and Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. Like, because I don't think Eckler is getting 20 touches per game. That's not his style. Chubb isn't. Najee might. But I mean, Bijan's probably going to have over 320 touches his first season. So, so I think that's a great pick there in the middle of the second round. Walker playing the metagame. Walker said, all right, it's time for some game theory.
That's right.
So now I'm picking in the second round. I've got a good list of guys here. So top quarterbacks, Hurts, Burrow, Herbert, Cook, Etienne, Breece Hall, Joe Mixon, Kenny Walker. Oh, DeAndre Swift, what are you doing so high? What are you doing over here, DeAndre? Aaron Jones, Tony Pollard. I know where I'm going to go, but I'm keep reading the other guys. Amon-Ra St. Brown, T. Higgins, Deebo Samuel, Keenan Allen, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, and then Mark Andrews, George Kittle, TJ Hockenson. I'm doing the same thing Mike did, but in reverse. But on the reverse end of the draft. I'm fine with a bunch of these wide receivers, but I want to get Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard is incredibly good at hashtag good at football. He's not hurt. So Dalvin Cook might get cut. We don't know where he's going to end up. Travis Etienne, we don't know what the Tank Bigsby factor is going to be. Breece Hall's hurt. Joe Mixon is a monster.
Please do not tell me you just used Tank Bigsby as an excuse to not draft Travis Etienne.
Actually, it's more Travis Etienne being a guy who couldn't hold up to a bunch of touches last year. So it's not that Tank Bigsby is good. I think Tank Bigsby is there to make sure Travis Etienne doesn't get a ton of touches.
Yeah,
I'm not saying go get Tank Bigsby. I'm not saying I'm scared of Tank Bigsby. I'm saying that it's telling me that they want to downscale Travis Etienne.
Jeff's so scared of Tank Bigsby.
I'm shaking in my boots. And it's not that I don't like Travis Etienne. It's that I really like Tony Pollard in his situation a lot more. Because let me tell you who I'm definitely not scared of. Deuce Vaughn and Malik Davis.
I mean, Deuce Vaughn's better than Tank Bigsby, so.
Yeah, but Deuce Vaughn's also smaller, and Tony Pollard can hold up to the role.
Yeah.
All right, then we've got Dane Cook off the board. Dalvin Cook's off the board after Tony Pollard. Travis Etienne, who honestly I was hoping would come back to me. I was hoping to double dip there. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jalen Hurts off the board. So now I'm happy with, T. Higgins or Deebo Samuel as my wide receiver one. I'm going to go full on homer here. My wide receiver two. So I'm going to go full homer here. Or actually, maybe I won't. Let's go Mark Andrews in the third round. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody, sounds fine to me.
A lot of people's tight end one last year. I think he's a shoo-in to be top three this year. So I'm pretty happy starting Jefferson, Pollard, Mark Andrews, and we've got Breece Hall, T. Higgins off the board. Then we're on to Walker. Walker, you thinking wide receiver here?
Yep. Probably not the guy you think, though.
Keenan Allen? DK Metcalf? Garrett Wilson? Garrett Wilson, okay.
Yes.
And Deebo?
Deebo Samuel.
TJ Hawkins off the board. Kenny Walker off the board. Let's talk before Mike picks. I was waiting for Kenny Walker to come off the board. Why are people so scared of Zach Charbonnet?
I don't know, because he got drafted in the second round, and a lot of people just look at the spreadsheet and are like, second round draft capital mean good.
Mike, what
is catch the ball too, which Walker struggles with. So, and then I could see him getting goal line area touches over Walker as well.
Okay. I was just curious because I would take Kenneth Walker. I don't know. Maybe this around.
Team 9 is a terrible ass team.
Team 9 is going to have like.
Wow.
Team 9, by the way, Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, and Kenny Walker. They're going robust RB, folks.
Yeah, and I mean.
Zero RB drafters hate him. Draft with one weird trick.
As you see, I don't care for that draft. No offense to the computer.
All right. Sorry, computer. Sorry, Team 9. More like Team 9, parentheses, German. Team no.
Nine.
All right. Mike, you are up at pick 310. You've got Saquon Barkley and CeeDee Lamb. Where are you looking here? Where do you want to go?
I think I'm going to go running back here. And what the heck? Okay, I guess I drafted him anyways. Cool.
Oh, who are you trying to draft? I can run it back.
No, I was trying to draft Mixon, but I hit a different button.
Okay.
So I guess I hit the right button, even though I hit a different button. Ooh.
Did you want somebody else?
No, I'm good with
okay.
That.
All right. So Mixon, I can't tell if he's going to be on the Bengals or not. He feels like an easy June 1st cut at this point, but it's also like, why did you do nothing to back him up? Why did you let Samaje Perine go? And they got, who did they get in the draft? They got, Chase Brown, who that's not fine. A replacement. Like, I don't know what they're doing with Joe Mixon.
I think they're probably keeping him because of the rest of their running back roster. I mean, like, I guess the best their running back room could look without Joe Mixon is like Chase Brown, Travion Williams, Chris Evans, and I don't know, signing Leonard Fournette in July.
I was going to say their running back room could be Dalvin Cook, Ezekiel Elliott, and Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just not. It's not inspiring behind Mixon right now, so I think the likeliest outcome is that he just stays.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's fine. And if he stays, he's going to get used. So that's that's the thing. All right. So, Mike, we are back to you. Where are we looking here? You've got our two running backs and a wide receiver.
I'm going to go with Eagles receiver Devontae Smith.
Eagles, you're going to go Pro Bowl. What is it? Oh, my God. Tecmo Bowl style, Eagles QB.
Yeah.
Except Eagles WR. All right. Good pick. I think that, he didn't have really a step back with AJ Brown there last year. I think he hurts AJ Brown, well oiled machine. And then Computer goes, oh my God, Team Nine, what are you doing?
Four running backs.
Team Nine has all the running backs.
Jeez.
All right. And then so they have Aaron Jones to go with Kenneth Walker, Najee Harris, and Derrick Henry. Then Javonte Williams, a nice balanced roster from Team Eight. Joe Burrow from Team Seven. And now we're on to Team Six, also known as Walker.
That's me. That's Walker. I mean, the receiver depth at this point in the draft is pretty significantly better than the running back depth. So I'm going to just solidify my top two running backs and get the last guy I'm like quite confident in and pick Ramondre Stevenson here.
Ramondre. So then Terry McLaurin off the board, then DeAndre Swift off the board. And then let me check my notification. Oh, it's my turn to pick. Thank you, phone. All right. So I'm going to take this guy. I've loved this guy every year. There's no really room for competition here. He's a shoe-in for at least 15 touches. His goal line work. You know, they added a back in the offseason, but he sucks. There's injury questions around his quarterback. Of course, I'm talking about Cam. No, I'm not going to draft Cam Akers.
I fell out of my chair.
I'm also going to play the game that Walker played, and I'll get a running back in the next round that I know will still be there. So I am going to go. Actually, you know what? I'm going to wait. I think that running back will still be there when I pick in the sixth round. So we'll play that game because right now I'm going to get
your boy.
My boy? Who's my boy?
Mike Evans.
Nope, I'm not going to get Mike Evans because I do not want anything to do with a team that's quarterback is a competition between Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And Blaine Gabbert's just waiting in the wings. Also, I'm not going to get a second wide receiver for a while. So I'm going to go. Let's go Lamar Jackson. Why not? Lamar Jackson in the fourth round. DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Olave, Amari Cooper, Michael Pittman. Then back to me again. And
Team One is really good.
Team One is bonkers good. Christian McCaffrey, Travis Etienne, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Chris Olave, and Amari Cooper. Wowza.
That team is good. I was going to try to take Olave if he came back around, but that didn't happen.
No, that's nuts. And I was going to – so I played the same game that Mike did where I was going to wait on a wide receiver, and all four went. So that's the that's the trouble for that game. Yeah. So I'm gonna wait on wide receiver a little bit. I can't wait on wide receiver and running back because I need both. So let me top 10 annual top 10 wide receiver DJ Moore.
Get your other boy James Conner.
I'm gonna get Kamara. He was my boy before James Conner was. He's gonna serve a suspension, but he's my second running back. He'll be back. And I think Jamal Williams will be a threat for touchdowns, but I still think, you know, he's a good pass catching back. I think he's a great value in the fifth round. That's with me understanding I'm not going to have him probably for 6 weeks. Kyle Pitts off the board in the fifth round. Every year, top five wide receiver, despite not doing anything yet. It's incredible. It's incredible. Mike Williams off the board. And then we're back to Walker. Walker has Travis Kelce, Bijan Robinson, Ramondre Stevenson, and Garrett Wilson. Where are you going here? You need a quarterback. There's a good runny boy on the board. You need a wide receiver help as well.
Yeah, I am. You know what? I mean, I know it's a reach here, but I don't know if he'll get back to me, and I know he's going to get an absolute Brinks truck full of targets. So I'm going to go with Drake London.
Drake London. So we've got three Falcons in the first five rounds coming off the board. Very interesting. Walker has two Falcons. Walker loves the Dirty South.
Yeah. I'm doing the Dirty Bird right now.
Right now. Oh my God. Walker's doing it. Folks, you guys should see this at home. It's incredible. All right. Mike Evans off the board, Chris Godwin, Justin Fields, Then we're on to Mike building a balanced old school team, two wide receivers, two running backs, no quarterback, no tight end.
Yep. Well, I'm going to go with my tight end now because there's really nothing left. Going to go with Eagles, Dallas Goedert.
Yep. Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, Dallas Goedert. I heard a sixth grader say, because I had to take them outside to play, and I heard a sixth grader ask for a ball from another sixth grader to, like, I don't know, throw it at something, and was like, no, I swear, I'm goated. I'm him. And I just thought that was, it's unbelievable that 12-year-olds talk like this now.
It's incredible. Kids these days.
I know.
Walker Kelly, kids these days.
I'm saying it more and more.
You're hearing it more and more, folks. Check us out on Truth Social.
Don't do that.
James Conner, DJ Moore, J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers off the board. We're back to Mike. Mike, you're going to go quarterback here. Are you looking somewhere else? Maybe another tight end. Can't have enough of those.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. With tight end. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Darren Waller for sure.
Go back-to-back tight ends. And then
let's do it.
Five picks. That's awesome. Now, I'm going to go quarterback here and get quarterback that probably could finish in the top four or five, and that's Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I think he's the quarterback left that has the best path to that. Especially when you consider injuries to Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson sucking last year, Russell Wilson sucking last year, Dak Prescott having a really weird and bad situation all of a sudden, Tua being Tua, and then, yeah, I mean, that's the best chance you have left at getting a top four guy. So then we've got Jerry Jeudy off the board, Miles Sanders, Darren Waller, back to Walker. Where are we looking here, Walker? You also need a quarterback.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take one.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. Walker's taking Dak Prescott.
I am not doing that. I am taking perpetual value Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett. So you're not scared of Jackson Smith and Njigba?
I mean, I'm not scared of Jackson Smith and Njigba taking Tyler Lockett's role because they play opposite roles.
That's fine, but there's only so many targets, Walker. All right. Calvin Ridley off the board next. That's who I was hoping I could game the system on, but people are smart. Then David Montgomery, Walker's new second favorite running back. But then that tipped my hand. I also said I was going to play the game. Jahmyr Gibbs.
I was hoping he'd fall to me in the next round.
Nope. Jahmyr Gibbs, 6'10". That's just me playing the game. He's going to go much higher. I think he's go higher than 6'10" in real drafts. I said he's going to be a lot like Alvin Kamara his rookie year. Guess who I took before him? Alvin Kamara. Same type of player. I'm very excited about Jahmyr Gibbs' prospects in Detroit. All right, so we've got Damian Pierce off the board, then Christian Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Brandon Ayuk in the seventh round. That is bonkers value, probably because the 49ers have three quarterbacks and also zero quarterbacks, and also one of them is Sam Darnold. All right, so we are back to me. And let's see, I need a wide receiver, something fierce. And there are, I had a search going. I was like, why is my number one receiver Jacoby Myers? I was like, how far did I wait? all right, so we've got Deontay Johnson, Marquise Brown, Christian Kirk, Cortland Sutton, George Pickens, Gabe Davis, Michael Thomas, Treylon Burks, Brandon Cooks. That's too high for Brandon Cooks. Am I going to do the thing? Am I going to go back to the well? The Deontay Johnson well?
I was going to say he's going to do it again.
He's going to do it again, folks. No, I'm going to go. Ooh. I'll go JSN. I'll go back to back. I like JSN here. He will be my second wide receiver. You know, I'm going to get a couple more. This league only has two wide receiver spots, so I'm going to take a couple shots with those ones. Hollywood Brown off the board, and then AJ Dillon, then we're back to Walker.
Yeah, and I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver one, Christian Kirk.
I was thinking about Kirk with mine, but I had to stick to the brand, which is Christian Kirk sucks, despite being on my keeper team. Then Deontay Johnson. Mike hates that he can't get Christian Kirk. Zeke Elliott off the board. Cortland Sutton off the board. Now we are back to Mike. Heartbroken, crestfallen, despondent.
Just horrible. I was going to go Christian Kirk and team him up with Trevor Lawrence, but no.
But
no one had to get in before me.
Angie. You could take Evan Engram.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you need more tight ends. Nope, you need two.
two tight ends.
Take Evan Engram and then fiercely argue that, no, he's actually a receiver.
He's the better receiver than Christian Kirk.
No, thank you.
Ugh.
Oh, boy. Who wants to see? I still have my watch list from last year. Somehow it didn't erase. Oh, Hunter Henry, Mike Gesicki. Oh, nice. Boy. Hell of a watch list, folks.
I'm really enjoying how Team 9 has now two receivers and they're both Denver Broncos.
Hey, man, when you have a chance to tie yourself to your entire wide receiver room to Russell Wilson, you got to take
it. You can't pass that up.
Studley.
You just can't. All right, Mike, where are we going here?
I'm going to have fun. I'm going to go with the rookie, Jordan Addison.
There you go. I thought about Addison with my pick, but I didn't want to do the thing where I was just making fun of the computer of doing and tying both my wide receivers to Kirk Cousins.
Team 11 is, it's like they tried to go zero running back, but then bailed on it too early.
Oh, boy. Team 11 has Davante Adams, A.J. Brown, Justin Herbert, George Kittle, then Connor Akers, Rashad White, and James Cook.
There are zero verifiable good running backs there.
No, there are not. And I love James Connor, but also Rashad White. Can I give everybody a harsh truth? Just because there's no other good running backs on that roster, it doesn't make Rashad White good. Sorry to break fantasy Twitter's bubble there.
Yeah, he is not very good.
Mike, do you want to slander Rashad White as well?
Yeah, you know what? Rashad White is not very colorful player because he's just white.
Get him!
Woo! Roasted.
Okay. I have no idea what I'm going to go here. Jeez. There's nothing.
You got 9 minutes.
Crud.
That would be great radio. Mike just going, for 9 minutes.
I could, but I don't know. Okay, fine. Because I agree. Dalvin Cook's not going to be a Viking.
Oh! Mike, that was going to be my pick.
Oops.
I was playing the game. Mike took Alexander Mattison.
Oh.
Was that what you were going to do too, Walker?
No, I was just making fun of your groan.
All right, next up, Michael Thomas off the board. Good luck, Team 9. Team 9 might have no wide receivers by week 6.
Yep.
Jerry T, Cortland Sutton, and Michael Thomas.
They're all going to be on the IR.
Good luck. And then Adam Thielen, and then everybody's favorite wide receiver 2/6, Gabe Davis. And then back to Walker. Walker's got 4 wide receivers. Some might say that's too many, but don't let Walker hear you say that.
I would never say that because this league starts 2 receivers and 2 flexes. So therefore, I'm good.
I'm him. I'm goated.
I'm goated. I'm him. I mean, Dak Prescott's kind of staring me in the face here, and I hate taking quarterbacks like at any point before it's like absolutely desperately necessary in redraft leagues. But it's almost just hard not to, because I'm definitely not taking any of these running backs. I already have my tight end.
You should take another wide receiver.
I don't need a backup. I mean, I might, honestly. I'm thinking about it. You shouldn't tempt me. I love drafting wide receivers, and there's Treylon Burks and Jahan Dotson are there, and I like both of those guys.
Treylon Burks and Jahan Dotson. I mean, Treylon Burks is like the only wide receiver in Tennessee, but also who is the quarterback there?
Ryan Tannehill, who's still pretty good.
Okay.
And then, you know, Jahan Dotson has everybody's favorite 6th round pick, Sam Howell.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is everybody all of a sudden like Sam Howell played one good game? Everybody's like, Sam Howell?
Because everybody decided that he was like a 1st round quarterback because there weren't any 1st round quarterbacks in last year's draft. So everybody just anointed Howell as the guy. And then he fell a long way. So people refuse to adjust their priors and they're still like, no, I swear Sam Howell was QB1 in the last draft. You'll see, you'll see, you'll see. And I don't think we're going to see, guys.
No.
I don't think
better shot for Desmond Ridder.
I mean, I feel like Sam Howell will basically do exactly what Taylor Heinicke did last year.
Be not very good and also borderline MAGA?
Yeah, sounds about right. He'll probably be more stealth about his MAGA tendencies.
All right, that's fair. All right, so what are we doing here? Which one? Another wide receiver. All wide receivers. All wide receivers.
What, four straight?
I don't know what's better, Mike Hemming or Hying or all us all going silent.
Man, I just...
Well, Walker figures this out.
Mike, I'm going to go...
Okay, Mike, Walker's actually going to pick.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the best player. I'll go
with Dak Prescott. Dakota Prescott. Then, oh my God, it made Mike disappear. I looked at the screen, I looked back. Mike is gone.
No, that Mike is, left.
Mike's gone. Dak Prescott made Mike so bad he left. Then Dalton Schultz, next pick. I kind of feel like Dalton Schultz in Houston says sneaky, lots of upside.
I mean, he could lead the team in targets.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like this is going to be kind of like a mess of an offense where Stroud throws like 500 passes and nobody gets more than like a 19% target share.
That's fair.
And so you end up with like five guys between 60 and 95 targets. You know, like Dalton Schultz, Nico Collins, Robert Woods, Tank John Dell, Mechie. And Xavier Hutchinson.
John Mechie.
I remember John Mechie existed today on my drive home from work.
He does exist. I'm not convinced of his football talents, though.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, that's true with the, like, it could be one of those offenses where it just gets spread around and they don't throw enough, but... I don't know. I kind of like Schultz in a system that loves the tight end. So
I'm going to be honest. I would rather wait until the last round and just pick up Jake Ferguson.
That's fair too. That's fine. That's another thing that I realized. Dallas's tight end situation is probably going to be bad.
I think Ferguson's pretty good.
Well, I mean, there's Ferguson, but then there's also Schoonmaker. Schoonmaker and yeah. Pendershot, and then Brian Schottenheimer's the OC now, and he doesn't use tight ends.
Yeah.
It's not Kellen Moore's offense anymore. That's the thing, as I realized, I was like, oh, here we go. Sleeper tight end right here. You know, I'm like, oh, draft capital, you know, maybe second, maybe he'll break the rookie. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's no. Brian Schottenheimer now.
Also, Schoonmaker's not a very good receiver, so.
He's fine. I mean, he's Vance McDonald-ish.
He's a better blocker than he is a receiver.
Yeah, that's why he's Vance McDonald-ish to me.
Yeah, he's a good tight end, too, that they took in the second round for some reason.
Yeah, like I still stand by my evaluation that he's like Hayden Hurst, but Hayden Hurst had a lot of top 10 weeks last year, so, you know, worth a shot. So, all right, so I'm going to go, obviously, best player available, that being Peyton Hendershot. No, I'm just kidding. I'm pretty set, actually. I've got all my starters set. That's how you do it, folks. You just draft starters. Don't worry about your bench. Don't take five wide receivers.
You still need a flex.
Oh, I need a flex. All right. What about, let's see here. Can I be the only team that gets a super flex? Because I feel like I would dominate if I get a super flex and nobody else does. How about this? How about a running back who will be the team's running back one after week like five because all the other running backs on the team stink, and that is Khalil Herbert of the Chicago Bears. I'll take a shot on him.
I do not think that Deontay Foreman stinks. I think he's fine.
I think he – okay, fine. He is fine. Khalil Herbert is better.
Khalil Herbert is better at certain things. He's certainly more agile. And he's a better pass catcher, but Foreman is a better pass protector and also a better between the tackles runner.
Fine. Now I will take another wide receiver. I am going to. I think that I'm torn here. I'm thinking I like. The betting on the upside of a rookie wide receiver, either QJ or Zay Flowers here. But I also feel like kind of.
I think I saw Wyatt on Twitter put up that it might have been somebody else, but put up that receivers drafted between 20 and 32 the last like 5 years, only three of them have hit.
Wow. And
been top 36 on the season. Justin Jefferson, and I honestly don't even remember the other two, but it's not a great hit rate year one. It's not to say that these guys won't be good players eventually, but it's just not a particularly good year one hit rate.
Okay, so Walker talked me out of both Zay Flowers and Quentin Johnston with one weird stat.
Yeah, one weird stat. Fantasy drafters hate him.
That's right. I will come back. I'm doing it. I'm doing the handcuff thing, folks. We always recommend handcuffing it. Let's go. Jamal Williams. So no matter who's starting in New Orleans, I got him. Jamal Williams, Pat Freiermuth, Tua Tagovailoa, and then we're back to Walker. Walker, team wide receiver, has 25 wide receivers. Took another one. Jahan Dotson. Walker was considering it last round.
I did it. Yeah, I still had one of my players that I liked from last round. So I like to have one. Essentially, the way I like to draft is I like to have one more receiver than I need.
And that's fair.
I'm in a spot now where I'm like really set at receiver. I mean, I've got five guys who could finish top 24. So I'm really liking my receivers. I've got two stud running backs, a stud tight end, a really good quarterback. Yeah, I mean, if this was a real league, I'd be running away with it. No offense.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble at receiver here. I've got five running backs, and there's like the receivers. I'm down bad at receiver. It's not good. All right, so Dawson Knox went after Jahan Dotson, then Antonio Gibson, Darnell Mooney. We're back to Mike, the dastardly Mike who took Alexander Mattison from me.
Well, I'm going to go our annual hero here in Brandon Cooks.
Wow.
Brandon! Okay.
Team 12 is crowing the entire draft and subsequent days afterward. Oh, I got a league winner at 9-12. Kadarius Toney, league winner.
Kadarius Toney is also his wide receiver 6.
Huh. He's taking even more. That team's taking even more receivers than me. But the problem with that is that your tight end is Cole Kmet.
But his quarterback and your running backs are J.K. Dobbins and Isaiah Pacheco.
Right, yeah, your running back 1 is going to finish running back 19 on the season, and your running back 2 is going to finish running back 24 on the season. Congratulations.
You did it. Congratulations on your 5th place finish.
Yeah, congratulations on sneaking into the playoffs and getting blown out week 1.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Now that you're sad that Cole Kmet's off the board.
I was very sad by that. Yes.
Where are we going here?
I'm going to go with my favorite rookie, Zach Charbonnet.
Oh, your favorite rookie, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Walker.
Just because he played for Michigan. No.
Okay. Race, I was like, I'm not even going to dive into that because I'm like, I don't know if Mike's making a joke or being contrarian about Bijan or Mike's a, crypto, Seahawks fan. Who knows?
Ronnie Bell's my second.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here. I'm muting Mike. Mike's muted. All right. Team 7 pairing Joe Burrow with Russell Wilson for some reason. Good job, Team 7. All right, Walker, we are on to you. Walker needs more wide receivers.
You might want to call me Kev Masarigian because I'm about to drop a penny in the bucket.
There you go. Rashad Penny, QJ. Kirk Cousins, now it's on to me. I heard this great stat about how was it wide receivers taken in the first 20 to 32 never hit. Some smart person just told me about that, so I will not be taking Zay Flowers, even though I really want to.
I mean, you can go ahead and do it. It's the 10th round.
I want to do it, but I'm going to take the super backup in Cincinnati instead. If anything happens to either Jamar Chase or T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd steps up and he's just like, he's a target monster there. If anything happens to either one of those guys, something has happened to Jamar Chase both years. So he's been in the league. So let's do that. And then why is this? All right, I'll take Daniel Jones. He's the next one for me because I accidentally sorted by points. I'm going to do it. Don't think I won't.
You should probably take another receiver since you're 10 rounds in and you have three of them.
That's fine. You know, it's fine. I'm going to take Zay Flowers. Pair him with Lamar Jackson.
All right.
I heard that they only don't hit 20% of the time. That's what your stat was, right?
Sure. I'm going to take a guy that is going to be starting at the start of the season. And therefore, I can get like a month of usable games out of him and then trade him for probably another receiver. So I'm going to take Samaje Perine.
Ooh, that's a smart call. Samaje Perine, for people who don't know, is now in Denver with Javonte Williams. Not sure if he's going to start at the beginning of the season. So now we got CEH, Kareem Hunt, Damian Harris going off the board. Now we are back to Mike.
Let's see. Okay, I'll go with this guy.
I
like that. That's
a good pick, Mike.
Thank you.
So then Lazard, Ertz, Patterson, and Bryce Young off the board. So now we're back to Mike. Mike's taking all the rookies now. Mike's like,
yeah, I'm rookie hogging it right now.
Mike's like, let me tell you about
Jonathan Mingo.
Jonathan Mingo, no.
Mike's like, I'm going to take Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice. Josh Downs. He plays for the Colts. It's Homer.
He does. Everybody's weirdly favorite guy, Rashawn Johnson.
Ugh.
I don't know who to do here. We'll go with a surprise pick here.
Oh, Evan McFearless. Mike broke the glass on kickers here. Evan McFearless in the 12th round, then the Eagles DST, then Trey Lance off the board, Justin Tucker. Now we're on to Walker. Walker, who are you taking here at 12-7?
I don't know right now. I'm looking through my options, and I'm nonplussed, might you say.
Nice word. Nice word choice there.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm just going to take the one guy that in a good offense at running back who I trust can stay healthy consistently and stay on the field. He's boring. He's not really very good, but he'll probably end up with the most touches of anybody on the team. And that's Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson. I was thinking about that running back situation on the way home because, like, Raheem Mostert, I mean, that guy gets hurt all the time. Jeff Wilson is just kind of like, he's solid. And then A-Chain, who Mike took, is the highest upside guy. So it's also like one of those things where whoever you take there, you're probably going to be waiting for it all to sort itself out before you like feel good about starting them.
So. No, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I get stuck in traffic. So I think about, the Miami Dolphins running back. Right? all right. So, everybody left at running back sucks, and that's fine. Cause I need a wide receiver, but the problem there is everybody left at wide receiver sucks. Well,
yeah, that's my kicker.
That's a dilly of a pickle right there. Oh boy. I'm going to go with Walker's boy. Relegated to the wide receiver three role here. As I screamed every time last year, he's not good.
Zay Jones?
Zay Jones!
Woo!
Oh, Niners DST, no! Daniel Jones off the board.
They got your ass.
They did. I was going to take either the Niners or Anthony Richardson on the way back. No, Team 2, you piece of garbage. I'm deactivating Team 2. I'm pulling the plug on this computer. All right. Let's see. I will. You know what? I'm going to do it. Let's go. Where is he?
Jake Moody.
Jake Moody.
Yeah.
Let's go. Jake Moody. Niners take him at 99. I'm taking him at 13-3. Let's go. One bad decision deserves another one. Hunter Renfro. Daniel Carlson. Then we're on to Walker's next pick.
Yeah, and this is going to be my last position player. Guy who has been in the league a couple seasons. I think if there's somebody who's poised for a year three breakout, it's this guy. He's got pretty good underlying stats, pretty good success rates, pretty good yards per route run. Basically the advanced stats really like him. And if the quarterback that he has now can come in and be an improvement over what they've had the last couple of years, I think Nico Collins could have a breakout season.
Yeah. All right, Nico, not bad, not bad. Then the Jets, Patriots, Mike Myers, off the board, Team 9, you're killing me. What a wonderful pick. Well, that's your tight end one, Team 9.
Yep, Michael Mayer.
Good job. Good job, Team 9. Team 9 doesn't listen to the pod. Let's get one thing clear. All right, Mike, where are we going here? We're in the last rounds. You already got your kicker. You're free. You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to go with another running back, someone who's been good wherever he's played and just has a rocky start to his career in the beginning, but seems to bump that trend. So Deontay Foreman.
Yeah, that's a solid pick.
I mean, I said he sucks, but 13-10, that's fine. Youngway Koo, C.J. Stroud, Tyler Bass, and Odell Beckham off the board.
Fitting that the player who went 13-12 is the quarterback who got the worst score on the COP test.
Hey, folks.
Sorry, I just had to make a dumb joke.
All right. Mike, you are up now. And if anybody hears any purring in the mic, it's because my cat is now back in my lap. And she's going crazy. She's going crazy. She loves the scritches, folks. Mike, where are we going here?
Nothing too exciting, but got to fill that defense, special teams area.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Then we got buttkicker.com off the board. Jacoby Myers, Jalen Hyatt, wasted pick by Team 7. Then we're on to Walker. Walker needs a kicker defense, so this could be a lot of hemming and hawing.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a kicker for a team that I figure will score some points, but isn't like an elite offense, so I think they might have to kick some field goals. I'll go with Jason Myers.
All right, then Chig. That's who I was going to take. I was going to take Chig here, so that I made sure that we talked about Chig. He's good, folks.
Chig.
Walker, what did I say I was getting when we were on, when Herms invited us on his podcast? What did I say I was going to say about Chig until you and Mike got mad?
Oh, that he's Delanie Walker.
Delanie Walker. Let's go. 2.0. Let's do it. Chig. All right. So I will. Let's see. I'm going to get in my bag. How far into my bag do I want to get? I got this is my last pick. So let's see. Here. I got 9 minutes and 20 seconds. So let me think about this. Should I do it?
I'm do what?
Get Deontay Hardy. Let's go all the way in my bag. You know what? There is a quarterback who's got a big arm, and this guy is a big receiver, and I'm never going to give him up, and I'm going to draft Alec Pierce.
Okay.
Pierce.
Greg Dulcich. Ravens, McManus, Matt Gay, which I just remembered one time, Evan banned somebody from the Discord, because, people were talking about kickers and the guy just went gay and then he got banned cause he thought he was being derogatory. And then I was like, Evan, Matt Gay of the Rams. He's like, oh, sorry. And he unbanned him.
Jesus.
I had to apologize. All right, let's go. Miami. I think they'll have a good defense this year. And by that, I mean, I'll go Pittsburgh. Do I want Pittsburgh, Miami, Seattle? Made some noise. No, they lost Pinafore. I'll just go Miami. Why do I care so much? It's a DST and a mock draft in May. Why do I care? All right. Then we got DPJ, Mostert, Commanders, Gainwell, Prater, Geno. Then we're on to Mike with the last real pick of the draft.
I'm going to go Homer here and go Josh Downs.
Josh Downs. Then the Rams, then the Chargers. Good luck, computer, with the Rams defense, which has Aaron Donald and a bunch of year 15 Madden creative players. Because that defense is bad. All right, so let's do the thing that we normally do. We'll go through our teams. We'll say who we like, which pick we like most, which pick we wish we could have back, and give her overall impression of our team. So I started off, so I'll go my quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Running backs are Tony Pollard, Alvin Kamara, Jahmyr Gibbs, Khalil Herbert, Jamal Williams. Wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, JSN, Tyler Boyd, Zay Flowers, Zay Jones. I have two Zays. Having Zay Jones made me question if his name was actually Zay Flowers. Alec Pierce, and then I got Mark Andrews at tight end, Moody, Jake Moody at kicker, and the Dolphins at DST. If I wish I could have a pick back, I really am. Instead of taking Jahmyr Gibbs, I wish that I had taken Brandon Ayuk. But then my next running back is Khalil Herbert. So I guess what I really wish I hadn't done was taking Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson back to back. Because that really hamstrung me in terms of having high-end options at the position. Because, like, if I didn't take Lamar Jackson, I could have taken Chris Olave or Amari Cooper, Michael Pittman, or Nuke Hopkins, and then picked up Justin Fields on the comeback. And then I felt much better about my team. So that's one I wish I could have had back. Was taking either Mark Andrews or Lamar Jackson off the board and taking somebody else between them. So that's the one I wish I could have back. The pick I really like is when I game the system and got Jahmyr Gibbs at 6'10". That's probably my favorite pick. Overall, I think my team is very shaky. If I could do it again, I'm realizing that I need to maybe take one defense. I'm sorry, one quarterback or one tight end in my first seven or eight picks and not two. Because I'm really behind the eight ball here at running back or at wide receiver, and it's really not great, despite having our consensus number one wide receiver off the board on my team. So that's what I wish I could do again, and that's what I've learned is quarterback or tight end early, not both.
Right, yeah, I would say the thing I've learned is absolutely nothing. No, I'm just kidding. I'll just go to the pick I guess I regret most, which I would say I reached on Drake London in the fifth round. I could have just taken Lockett around earlier and then taken Jahmyr Gibbs in the sixth, and I think I would have liked that better. I am pretty happy with the depth that I ended up picking up late in the draft at running back. Rashad Penny, Samaje Perine, Jeff Wilson. I mean, all of those guys are nominal starters for now. So, you know, good enough in terms of depth. My favorite pick. I mean, if he's anything like what he was last season, Ramondre Stevenson is going to be a huge value in the middle of the fourth round. And then what I learned is, just let the board fall. You know, I don't have preconceived notions in terms of like what you're going to pick where. I wouldn't have expected to have five receivers in the first nine picks, but the board kept falling kindly to me at receiver and kept leaving me options that I liked as depth running backs later on in the draft. So, you know, after I took Bijan and Ramondre, I knew I didn't really need another running back for a while. So I was able to wait. And also, just to mention it, I took the Commanders defense because they're playing the Cardinals week one at home. And the Cardinals are going to have Colt McCoy or Clayton Tune at quarterback.
It's sounding like it's more likely to be Tune than McCoy.
Wow.
As I wrote about the Cardinals rookies, and like nobody's quite sure what's going on with Colt McCoy's neck, because I was like, who is going to be quarterback there? And it sounded like it might be Tune. So
yeah, that's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Real rough.
All right. Mike, we are on to you. You picked at 10. I like Mike's team really, really a lot. So
thank you.
Congratulations to Mike. You win the May mock draft. Actually, sorry. Nice. Team 12 wins the May mock draft with their six wide receivers. Listen to this running back room for Team 12 real quick. J.K. Dobbins, Isaiah Pacheco, Cordarrelle Patterson.
That's it.
All right, Mike. Mike's wide receiver or running back 3 through 5 is better than every running back on that roster. So, all right, let's talk about Mike's team.
So running back Barkley, Mixon, Addison, Charbonnet, Achane, Foreman, and then wide receivers CeeDee Lamb, Devontae Smith, Addison, Cooks, and Josh Downs, who I just picked as a
homer pick.
Yeah. Goddard is my tight end, and Trevor Lawrence is my quarterback. So what did I learn? I think you can almost wait on rookies, outside of Bijan Robinson, who, like, you wouldn't want to wait on. And Walker, you got him, like, hello. I mean, that's probably a steal of the draft right there. And then my favorite pick is Alexander Mattison at 8.3.
Yeah.
Just because I think whatchamacallit's going to be gone, and Cook could be gone, and Madison will have that backfield to himself.
Yeah, and it made me mad.
And it made Jeff mad. That's the whole key.
Which pick do you wish you could have back? Which pick do you want to redo on?
Probably Charbonnet. I probably could have got him maybe a couple rounds later, maybe where I got Foreman at. I don't think he's going to go in the 10th round. I did that more out of because I liked him since he played for Michigan, and that's about it. But he'll catch some passes and maybe get some goal line work, but I don't see much out of him, especially if Kenny Walker's healthy.
Yeah, I think he's a complimentary player. I think he's more of a handcuff than anything else. But I think in a double digit round, I mean, that's where you're going there. Your Charbonnets, your Achanes, like, that's what you want to snag there. So I like Mike's draft. So. I liked it way more than my team, which I think is a theme. Every year we do a mock draft, I'm like, I hate my team. My team is garbage. So it's a May mock draft. You don't have to make me feel better about my team. Also, I would like to note, Jameson Williams went to team 2. Never mind. I was gonna say nobody drafted Jameson Williams, but he went to team 2. So I take it back. All right. Anything else we want to add here? All right. Well.
No, I am not interested.
All right, let's go. So, thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next week with, who knows, something about fantasy football, hopefully. So, for Mike and Walker, next week we're a cooking podcast. We're a true crime podcast next week. So, for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bah.
Let us cook.
Let us cook.
I'm him.